Unless we're recorded on the evening of February 19th, I can tell the one of the speakers to me, Kitan, and go for Uttar Pradesh.
Apara, Avidya, Karma Sangha, Anya, Sutya, Satyrishat. So there are three kinds of energy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has got unlimited energy. Just like in the sun, there is unlimited energy. You can imagine if so much energy is possible in a material thing which is created by God or Krishna, how much energy Krishna has got? That can be easily potential energy is there in the sun globe. For millions and trillions of years, the waves of heat and light emanating from the sun, and still it is as good as before. Similarly, we can understand from this example that the Supreme Personality has got unlimited energy. The example is given also, just like fire. The same thing. Ekasthane sukhasthane jyotsna vistarina jatha parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam akilam jagat. Just like a fire situated in one place, distributing unlimitedly, it heats and energy, heats and light. Similarly, whatever we are experiencing within our view in this material world, they are simply manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Personality of God. It is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Maya Satavidam Sarvam Jagat Abhaktam Murti. I am all pervading, spreading in this material manifestation, jagat, in impersonal feature of Bhakta Murti. Everything of Bhakta, when Krishna is not manifested there, but we can see, just like when you see some smoke from a distant place, you can easily understand that there is fire. It is very easy. Similarly, if everything is going on nicely, the sun is rising exactly in the time, the moon is rising exactly in the time, they are illuminating, they are appearing, disappearing, everything is going on, seasonal changes. So, if things are going on so nicely, how you can say God is there? If the management is going on nicely, you cannot say that these things are automatically happening. No. There is no such thing within your experience which is automatically managed. We must appreciate there is some brain behind it. Professor Einstein, the greatest scientist, he admitted that as we are advancing in scientific research, we are coming to the conclusion that there is a very big brain behind all this. How can we deny it? And we are getting direct information from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mayadhaksena Prakriti Swati Sacharacharam. Ketugane na konti ya jagadvi parivartate. So, the progress of the material world Pragesna. Prages means, in the material object, prages means just like a flower. It is in the bud. Then it fructifies. That is prages. Again dwindles and vanishes. Sarvika. Just like your body, my body. Prages means from babyhood, childhood, boyhood, youthhood, that is up to that youthhood, prages. Then as soon as youthhood pass, old age comes in, then dwindling, then finish. That means janma, sthiti, prana. It comes into existence, then it remains for some time, and again prana, vanish. This is the way of material existence. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. It takes place, therefore in the Vedanta Sutra, Brahma means the original source of appearance, maintenance and disappearance. From Brahma, the Supreme, Brahma, everything is humanity, janma. Janma adi. Janma adi means janma, sthiti and prala. So, it is remaining in Brahma. Maya tatavidam sadmang apvakkamutina vasthani sarvabhutani. Everything is existing, maintained by Brahma. And when the whole manifestation annihilates prala, prakriti jyanti mamika, it enters into the energy, supreme energy of the personality of God. That is the way, sthiti sthiti prala. From the energy, the Vedas also it is say, sa oikhata, sa astrijata, the Supreme Personality of Godhead grants over and the Bhagavad Gita also, aham bija prato pita, in the material energy, Krishna gives his seed. Just like a father gives his seed, the semilla, within the womb of the mother, and a living entity comes out. Similarly, within the material world, the Supreme Personality puts, impregnates the material energy with the living entities, and they come out with different types of bodies, 8,400,000. This is the creation. So, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes one verse from Vishnu Puran, Vishnu Sakti Paraprokta. He cannot say that the absolute person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no energy. Nishakti, the Mayavadi philosopher says that the energy generates when impersonal Brahma enters into this material energy, Maya. He has got a body of Maya. No, that's not the fact. Krishna hasn't got the body created by this material world as we have got. Krishna says therefore, avajananti man mulha, manasim tanumatra. Those who are foolish persons, poor fund of knowledge, such person thinks that I assume a body with the help of material energy. Krishna says himself that sambhavami atmamaya, his own energy, that own energy is the Vishnu Sakti Para, spiritual energy. It does not affect a material energy, a body of material, Vishnu Sakti Parakrupta, Sitra Gartha Tatha Para. So, Khetraga, these living entities, they are also Parasakti, Sitsakti. As we can experience two kinds of Saktis, one is Sitsakti and one is Jarasakti. That says, so long the Sitsakti is there within this body, it is living, it is moving. And as soon as the Sitsakti, the soul, departs from this body, there is no more movement. Similarly, Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the chief Sakti, or not Sakti, Sakti Ma, from whom Jarma Dasyata, from whom this material world is coming out. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Sarvasya. So, we should try to appreciate the energy of God. When Krishna says, Maya Tatamidam Sarva, I am all pervading. Sarva, Sarvam Kalidam Brahma. The same thing as it is, Vedic Indianism. Similarly, Krishna says, Maya Tatamidam Sarva, Jagat, Abhaksam Mutya. The all pervading nature, the expansion of my energy is the impersonal. That is impersonal. Masani sarva bhutan naham tesu avastita. That is Krishna's power. Everything is resting in him. That means in his energy. Sakti sakti mato avreda. His energy is not different from him. So therefore, this quotation given from Vishnu Purana by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very appropriate. Vishnu Sakti Parapropta Kitrajna Kyatatha Para Kitrajna Rishivinati. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita know Kitrajna means Rishivinati. Kitra means his body. And Go means proprietor or the knower of this world. Just like when there is some pain and pleasure, you know. Therefore you are Kshetrajna, we are all Kshetra. And Krishna says, Kshetrajnancha api man vidhi sarva kshetresu vasa. And that is Paramatma. When Krishna says, I am also Kshetrajna. Not this Kshetrajna. Sometimes they misunderstand that the individual soul, living entity and Paramatma is the same. No. He says, Khetrapan Kyapi Mangi Dhi. I am also one of the gods sitting on this body. That is confirmed in the Upanishad. Two gods are sitting in one tree. One bird is witnessing. The witnessing bird is the Paramatma. Antajyami. He is looking after all your activities. Witness. Hanumanta Upadrashtya. Bhagavad Gita. Upadrashtya. You don't think that whatever you are doing, nobody is witnessing. Sarvato upani padrashtya. Sarvato akhi. Therefore, when it is said, Pashyati Achakkhu, Pashyati Achakkhu, Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has got such nice eyes that he can see your activities anywhere. He sees, but he's not seeing that eye, or his eyes are not exactly, because we cannot see. As soon as I am closing my eyelids, I cannot see. So what is the power of this? But he can see from within your heart, what you are thinking, what you are feeling, what you are acting. And he is giving also sanction. He cannot act anything without his sanction. Because everything is property of Krishna. Sarva loka maheshwara. So if you want to enjoy something, you have to take sanction from the Prabhupada. Otherwise you cannot take, unless you stand. Matsas vitijanam apohanam. This is the process we have to understand. He is sitting within our heart, Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddhesa arjana tishthati, Brahman sarva-bhutani jantra-dhurani mahanara. And as witness, as anumanta, as sanction giver, I am thinking, either you are praying or you are wanting someone. So Krishna will give you all facilities. All right, you want life. Maya is there, he supplies you with living. And in case, or your thing. This is going on. Anumanta Buddhista. But the action which you are engaged, the result you have to enjoy. You wanted some facility from Krishna, you get it. You wanted to steal something from somewhere, Krishna will give you intelligence. Yes, you steal, come here, steal. Here is the opportunity. But when you are arrested, you don't make responsible Krishna. You wanted to steal, here is the opportunity. So it is kindness of Krishna that he is giving you all facilities. If you want to be a thief, he will give you all facilities to be a first class thief. And if you want to be a devotee, he will give you all facilities to be a first class thief. That is your choice. Therefore, we are suffering in our own choice. Ichhadvesu samatthena sargidanti paranta. We wish something, we desire something to have, and we hate something to leave. Krishna is giving us all the things. But we are not happy. By acting in our own way, we are misguided. Otherwise, we would have been happy. Somebody wanted that, let me have 1 crore of rupees. All right, you have it. There is 1 crore. But after 1 crore of rupees, you are not happy. This is America. They wanted to be the richest nation in the world, Africa. But their children not happy. They become hippies. The father is also not happy. Because his boy has gone astray. The government is what to do with his wife? Therefore, so long we shall want something for our sense gratification. Without serving Krishna, we shall suffer. That is the problem. In different ways, we shall suffer. Therefore, Krishna very kindly, most confidential, sarva buddhyatam. Krishna says, Arjuna, I am talking to you. Most confidential matter. What is that? Sarva dharma and purista jamami kanchara. This is the secret of life. Don't bother yourself with this way and that way. That is the secret. You simply become surrender unto me, anta sarva papi bhama. I am giving you guarantee. You have committed so many sinful activities, life after life, and you will suffer life after life. But if you surrender unto me, I give you protection, guarantee. Masu, don't be worried. Why don't you take this one? This is the way Vishnu Sakti. We have Vishnu Sakti. Para. Parashakti, this Shakti. But you are not Shaktiman. Shaktiman is Krishna. And you are Shakti. When we consider that I am Shaktiman, I can do something. That is avidya. That is avidya. There is another Shakti. Avidya. Avidya Shakti. That avidya Shakti is for these living entities, not for Krishna. Krishna is never covered by avidya. Just like the cloud has covered your eyes. You say the cloud has covered the sun. That is nonsense. Sun is very, 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 very big. What is it? Cloud may be 100 miles spread, but the sun glow. It is 14 lakh times. Is that correct? So, how the cloud, 100 miles spreading cloud, can cover the sun? It is foolishness that God is covered by Maya. No, God is never covered by Maya. But God's particles, they are covered by Maya. Jiva is covered by Maya, not God. Mayanta that apathaya. Just like you face the sun, there is no darkness. If you skip the sun that side, there is a big dark shadow. The shadow is Maya. It has no existence. It is simply impeding the sunshine. That was the sky. Maya means it has no existence of its own effort. It is also created by the sun, the darkness. Similarly, this avidya, when you forget Krishna, there is avidya. That is also Krishna's creation. Because you want to forget him, therefore he covers you with avidya. Avidya, karma, sangha, anya, another energy of Krishna, which is known as avidya, darkness, quality. And what is the symptoms of avidya? Karma sangha. Karma sangha means you have to work hard. Those who are covered by the avidya, they are working day and night. And actually, those who are not covered by avidya, they are depending on Krishna. Actually, everyone is depending on Krishna. Eka bhunam vidadati kama. Whatever you are getting for your sense gratification, that is supplied by Krishna. You cannot create anything. But by avidya, he thinks that I am created. Prakita Kriya Mahalani Gunai Karmani Sarvasa Aankara Bhunura Atma Patta Aham Iti Mannati. He's thinking. Therefore, Avidya Karma Sangana Sangha Anna Sitya Shakti Vishyate. There is another Shakti. One Shakti, every Shakti, Krishna Shakti, just like Krishna, that is his sun, his light, effulgence. And the sunshine is the energy of time. It is also light. Therefore, Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. His energy is also Chit Ananda. Satchidananda. Therefore says, Vishnu Sakti Para. Para means superior. Or spiritual. Krishna is spiritual and his Shakti, his energy is also spiritual. But when it is covered by avidya, it is called material. Actually, in the higher sense, there is no material energy. It is covered only. Just like sunshine, when it is covered by the clouds, there is light, but the light is not so strong. So in the material world, we cannot feel the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are forgetful. Therefore, so many people, those who are covered by this material energy, they say, there is no God, God is dead, you are God, I am God, God is not in this field, so many theories of God. That is due to our covering of the knowledge, how to appreciate God. The difficulty is that we do not follow the direction of the shastras, therefore we are misguided. As I was speaking the other day, because we have forgotten Krishna for time immemorial, therefore these books are there. Atah Krishna Ved Purana Kari, Anadi Bahirmukh Ji, Krishna Bhuli Ji. Bahirmukh means those who are trying to be happy by adjustment of this material energy, they are called Bahirmukh. Kati vidur sarta kati ni vishnu durasaya de bhairathamani. This is just misconception, hope. They are hoping against hope. Don't you see? Everyone is trying to be very happy, individually, nationally. But it is not happening. Sukhera lagiya bharo bhadhino, agune puriyana. The nature's law is there, that it will take fast. Sallambhati dukha vadanna tat sukham. Bhagavad says that why you are hankering after happiness? If you are destined to get some happiness, you will have it. There is no need of your further endeavor. Why? Everyone is trying, I shall try. No. Sallabhati dukkhavat annata sukham. That's why you don't hanker after distress. Why distress comes? Why distress is forced upon you? So many people come to us, saying, I am in distress, in this way and that. But he never wanted this distress. Why it has come? Similarly, Bhagavad says, when distress has come, without your invitation. Similarly, your happiness also will come without your invitation. Thank you. Respect. Because you are under the laws of nature. So, the effect will come. So, don't try for moving your distress, or don't try, don't be fucked up with so-called happiness. What is things will be managed, but it is kiramanani. Don't think that you are managing. It is being managed by nature's law. Everything is there, destined. That is called adrishta. You cannot see adrishta. Drishta means seeing, or means not. Therefore, everyone's business is to cultivate this Krishna consciousness. That is the only business of human society. And there is ample opportunity. And the process is very simple. Why do you losing the opportunity? Don't look. Sita Dattvana Marjanam Bhava Mahadaba Nimba. Now here, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jaya Kshetraga Shakti Tap Vishita Nipa Sarvada Sangasara Tapan Akilan Abarnati Atra Santataha. That avidya, avidya is material energy, is covering me exactly like the cloud covering. Now this cloud covering also in different stages. One some of you must have traveled in the air. The cloud is covered. People see, and when you go above the cloud, it is a sunset. There are different stages of covering. Similarly, these avidya or maya is covering us in different stages, in different features. Maya has got three qualities. Gunamayi, maya, Bhagavad Gita says. Vedi jesa gunamayi. Gunamayi means having three modes of material needs. Satta, tama, raja. So, here also the same thing is that khetrugna sattri sa vestita niko sarvoga. That vestita. Either you are covered by the quality of goodness, or you are covered by the quality of passion, or you are covered by the quality of ignorance. So, the goodness within this material, he is also covered. He thinks himself that I am very learned. I have nothing to do. I am now realized God. I have become God. Now I have become now. That is also covering, my covering. He's speaking like that he has become God. And that is also another covering. Of course, he is but copying very rigidly the basic principles. Avidya Krishna. Avidya Krishna means very severe austerity. Sannyasi is following the principles of Shankaracharya. They strictly follow austerity, lie down on the ground, and taking three times bath, even in very severe cold, and simply have a kumandal, nothing more, and lying down on the earth without any bedding. So many austerities. They are going underway. Severe austerity. Why? Now, to rise up to the Brahma realization. Arudhya Krishna Param Padam. Param Padam, that impersonal Brahman is silent. But, Padanti Adha, the Padam. You see, after so much severe austerity, performing, they rise themselves to the Brahma Padam, but they didn't fall down. For example, you know, many learned Mahavadi sannyasis, very learned scholars, they suppose are supposed to have realized Brahma, but after a few days they come to politics. You perhaps know so many sannyasis, they go to jail for political affairs. Why? If you have realized Brahma Sattva Javan Mitha, why you are mingling matters here in the material world? That means he has not. Arudhya Krishna, he has come to the position of Brahma realization. But because he has no information of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nirakar Vadi, he falls down. Arudhya Krishna Param Padam Tata Patanti Adha Anadita Jisma Dangha. They don't care this worshipping or Bhakti Marga. They say these things are meant for the lower class of man, ignorant man, uneducated person. Bhakti Marga is for the uneducated person. Their allegation is like. But they are uneducated. They do not know what is education. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, after many, many births of such cultivation of knowledge, when actually becomes wise, bhunam janmanam ante jnanavat, What is this? That, what is that? Manga Prasadhita. He, Simon says, surrenders himself. Krishna says, unto me. How he surrenders? Because after many, many vast culture of knowledge, he can understand Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. That knowledge, Maya Sarvamitam, Satam, Abhakta Murtina, Mastani Sarvabhutani, Yatyama Santini Chari. These things are there in the Bhagavad Gita. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very much authorized, scientific, and accepted by the all people all over the world. Why not accept the Krishna consciousness with yours? Spread from this country. Why you are forgetting Krishna consciousness? What is your use? Kinkuna brahmana punya. Krishna says, Mani pātada pātrikya jepishu pāpajyonaya. The pāpajyoni, whom we consider as pāpajyoni, mlecha javan, chandaras. Krishna says, keep the mlecha javan and chandaras, except Mani pātada pātrikya. Teji janti parāgati. They also become elevated to the highest perfectional stage of life. King Pula Brahmana Punya. If the mlechas, javans and chandras are accepting and they are making progress to the highest perfectional stage of life, why not the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas of India? Why they should lag behind? So join this movement and be happy. That is our request. Thank you.
I'm going to surrender to Krishna or not? Is there still hesitation?